And in 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff.
You are listening to the Discerning Eye Podcast, discerning all things cannabis, with your hosts, Alan Villatoro, Aaron Luna, and Brianna Grignon.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Discerning Eye. We are here today at the Summit Lounge. We are joined by some fantastic guests who bring a lot of experience in the cannabis industry, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves in just a minute. But our featured guest for the night is 1906, and they're here to talk about their plant-based drops. They're a vitamin plant-based pill that you take. And you don't chew them, you swallow them. So I'm going to let them talk a little bit more about it. But first, I'm going to let our other guests here introduce themselves.
Yeah, I'm Aaron Luna.
I'm Brianna Grignon.
All right. And we're going to jump right into it with our guest here from 1906.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Catalano. I run the wholesale for 1906 in Massachusetts.
And we're excited to have you on board and talk a lot more about these plant-based pills, is that right?
Yeah. So it's they're plant-based capsules, and we call them drops. And each one of them provide a different experience. We have six different experiences throughout the day. And yeah, it's they're a fantastic product. Number one edibles in Mass right now.
Woo-hoo. That's exciting. That's awesome.
Before we even move on, why don't we why don't you fire off what each one of those experiences are?
Yeah, totally. So I'll start with kind of like what you would, you know, every single good day starts with a good night's rest. So, you know, I would say take a midnight, you know, the night prior. And what midnight is it basically provides sleep, you know, and it puts you to sleep and puts you in a different level of sleep than a lot of our customers have ever been since they were, you know, young kids. So it's pretty cool. And then you go and you wake up and you'll have a go. And that's essentially a cup of coffee. Kind of really just get you going for the day. You're ready to rock. And then you can switch over to a Genius, which is more to dial in. It's really focused around focus. You know, it's perfect for going to work, perfect for, you know, working out. It's huge in our gaming community. And then we have Bliss for happiness, which is pretty self-explanatory. And then we have Chill for relaxation. This is our only 5-to-1, which is a CBD to THC ratio. That's one of my favorites. And that pretty much wraps it up.
And love.
And love. Oh, gosh. I'm going to be so embarrassed. That,
yeah. I was going to say, I'm staring
cheating.
At your hat. Does your hat
cheating.
Show?
I had a copy of it right in front of me.
My hat says love. Yes.
Folks, he's wearing a hat that says love.
And it's actually one of my favorite SKUs, which is why I'm even more disappointed in myself. What our website says is love is for arousal. But, you know, what love is it just allows you to kind of just live in the moment. And I really, really enjoy the feeling that I get. When you take a love, you really just feel the love.
Fantastic.
So do you want to tell us about the Genius product?
Yes. So Genius.
I don't understand the point of the countdown, but I get it. I appreciate it. Erin is taking control, and she knows what she's doing. She's studied the podcast sciences. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. So essentially, Genius is just to provide a little more focus than the go. The go is a full cup of coffee's worth of caffeine, and then the Genius is a third. Then we put plant-based medicine in each one of our products. To provide a different experience. And then Genius is just what kind of comes out of that. It's a really dialed in experience.
Yep.
So when you say it's plant-based, right?
Yep.
What does that mean? So earlier we learned about oil essentials, is that right, on one of the beverages that we were having or that we were discussing. So when you say plant essential, is that right, plant?
Yeah, plant-based medicine.
There you go. So what are you guys using?
So we're pulling it from all around the world. So like Riodola, Bacopa, caffeine, theobromine, Galligan, and L-theanine. They're all ingenious.
That sounds like a lot. So basically, a lot of these are coming. So you're doing the research to know ahead of time that some of these plants and some of these, compounds have benefits to them.
Exactly.
Right? Yep. What really interests me is understanding, you know, you guys are going through this work to try to figure this out. So how did you guys come across some of these?
Yeah. So, pretty much everything that we've been using that we use in 1906 has been, you know, tested full and through. For example, Coriodalis in our midnight is the only thing that we put in our midnight. And that's been helping people fall asleep for, you know, about 5,000 years over in East Asia. No so kidding. We pull from all around the world for just certain plants that we have found that are just tried and true. You know, they work. And that's pretty much what we're looking to provide, like with 1906, is that consistent experience. That's mm-hmm. why, you know, when we have a new partner in a different state, it's still the same group of people who are, you know, who are creating this. We're flying them all around the country to provide that consistency. I think that's a big reason why 1906 is taken off as it is. It's, you know, you go to Colorado and you can still get a genius and still feel that exact feeling. And then you come over to Massachusetts and you're getting that exact feeling.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to remember consistency is challenging in this landscape where, mm-hmm. You know, the biomass and the product that's being used is highly volatile, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, the terroir affects it, whether you're using an isolate, it's hard to maintain consistency in this market. And so here we have a brand that is able to do that. And like you just pointed out, you can get the same exact product in Colorado as you can out here in Massachusetts. So obviously there's been a lot of effort and time being put into maintaining that consistency. And those are some of the pillars on what we are trying to achieve here at Discern. So, so I'm kind of interested to learn a little bit more about, what other states are you in? So obviously this is like a tried and proven method that you guys are trying to employ out here in Massachusetts, which is a fairly new market for you, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually just hit our 1 year.
That's awesome.
And right before our 1 year, we got the thumbs up that we were the number one edibles in Massachusetts.
Yep.
So it's pretty exciting. Woo. Yeah,
awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it. I mean, like, you know, I was saying earlier, like the hype is real. It really mm-hmm. is just, it's such a fun product to be able to move. Everyone wants it once you try it, which is why we sell our discovery pouches. And like, it's just, we give people the option to try our product for essentially dirt cheap, you know, and then once you get it in, our bank is that you will come back for more.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I just want to throw a disclaimer out to our audience. We are down at the Summit Lounge. So if you do hear some occasional coughing, there's lots going on here tonight. So all good stuff. Diving right back in it. I tried the Bliss yesterday.
Yes.
And I loved it. And I want to speak to the fact that, you know, not only do I think that you guys have a little bit of everything for everybody. I'm going to be real here. My age group, older.
I do not agree.
I got some years on you.
I don't know about that.
I got some years on you. But this type of product, this works for me. Mm-hmm. I'm on the go. Yep. I've got kids, and sometimes this is the quick way for me to consume. But not only that, there are people in my age group that are going through, you know, body changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in tune with that. So we're looking for ways of how we can manage that. And I find, you know, going through all these changes as I'm getting older, there are certain products that are like my go-tos. Mm-hmm. And this is now one of them. It works. And I love the fact that it's got the 20-minute onset. Like, that works for me. Because edibles do take you by surprise. I'm so holding in a cough right now. Sorry about that, guys. But, you know, your typical edibles, I mean, you're looking at like 45 minutes
yep.
to 50 minute onset. This, oh my God, look at that milkshake. That looks Summit Lounge makes incredible milkshakes, like, by the way. So stay tuned. We'll be posting some pics on our website. And I have to take a picture of that before you start drinking it. So anyway,
I don't even want to put it down.
I know. It's like a work of art. We'll post pics, people.
It's going to make some noise.
But again, not to go on a rant, these types of products are very well suited for my age group. Because sometimes we can't smoke, you know, and we're good to try edibles, but we also don't want to be taken by surprise like an hour later when we start feeling those effects.
Yep.
So something like this, the onset's quick. And I like the fact that it's not like an overbearing high.
Yep.
Like, I'm able to be functional. I'm aware of what's going on. I can carry on a conversation. And I think that that's important because sometimes there's lots of products out there. It takes you by surprise.
100%. And then, like, on the lines of functional, we actually have t-shirts from all across the market that say highly functional. And in Massachusetts, do you have the Wicked Functional ones?
I don't think so. I think I have the highly functional.
I'll make that happen because we have specific ones for the Massachusetts market that say Wicked Functional on them.
And I'm gonna have to go home and check. But I have it hanging up. It's funny.
T-shirts for everybody.
Love t-shirts.
You know, we'll hook up everybody. But yeah, no, it's we just want to be that product, you know. And it's like with 420 coming up, like, you know, we'll offer whatever. But we're really not that. We're not that. Hey, come and go. Just go get stoned out of your mind. And you know.
Right.
Most of us, you know, in the company at 1906, like, we're all for it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, our company is not based around, you know, getting crazy, crazy high. It's
right.
about providing that experience throughout each day and, you know, an alternative to pharmaceuticals and other medicines. So
yeah.
We just want to be that, healthy alternative. And
yeah.
I think, you know, we're on the right track.
Absolutely.
So I'm kind of, you know, talking all about it and, you know, the effects of it. And I have my stopwatch here, so I'm timing this whole thing. And I'm kind of curious. Why don't we learn a little bit about... She's laughing.
It's the first time I've seen Ellen use a watch.
I want to know, how does it work?
Yep. So essentially what it is it's called microlipid encapsulation. And what it does is it...
Microlipid encapsulation.
Yep.
Try spelling that one.
I can spell it. microlipid encapsulation.
Are you checking this?
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah?
Because
okay.
I think that was a better effort than I probably could have given.
I'm just going to give it to you because of the confidence. I trust that.
The effort.
So what that does is it essentially, when we're doing, you know, with any other edible, how you were saying, it has to, you know, go all the way down to your liver. And it's mm-hmm. that's why they say, you know, it takes that long no matter what you take, unless you're, you know, with nano encapsulation, you know, with something, you know, sublingual. But with us, we are rushing it directly to your bloodstream,
mm-hmm.
And it hits you just as quick as a Tylenol or Advil would hit you because they go through the exact same process.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so Tylenol and I don't know much about how that works at all, other than, it, you know, it's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug,
yeah.
right?
So, I should just say the process of it, not anything to do with, like, you know, the actual medicines inside of each of them. It's just, it goes and essentially is just tricking your body into rushing something into your bloodstream and whatever medicine's in there.
Okay. So how is that any different than like the drinks that are available out there?
You know, the drinks are sublingual and a lot of those are nano-emulsified. Yeah. One of those.
Right. I'm just making up words, by the way, but they seem to make sense.
And, you know, I'm definitely no expert on the subject, but essentially, you know, that's bringing it into your body. And when you're drinking it, it allows it to affect you in a different manner than it would in any other edible. But just with 1906, we are bringing that right into your bloodstream. So just like any other edible you would take, except you're getting it a lot quicker and more consistent.
Consistent dosing.
There's that word again, consistent.
Offset is just, it's almost, you know, it's so dialed in. It's like 3 to 3.5 hours. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, after my whole entire training in Colorado, they were like, well, go have a 1906 day. And it was essentially, you know, a Saturday and I woke up and I took a go. And
mm-hmm.
then I had a genius.
And you were
know?
Ready to go.
And I just kept going through the day, you know,
yep.
and it was, every 3, 3.5 hours, I would take another one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really fun experience. Like,
right.
And it was, you know, I felt fantastic.
You're actually enjoying your high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like the need to, you know, push in an extra limit. I just, you know, that plant-based medicine, I was a big skeptic when I initially heard about 1906. I thought capsules, 5 milligrams. I was like, I don't care what plants you're going to put in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's not going to make a difference for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from taking close to 100 milligrams a night to fall asleep to I take a 5 milligram midnight and I'm out within 20 minutes.
That's incredible.
You know, and that was, you know, I basically called Peter that day after kind of, I was on the fence. I told him, you know, when do I start? Because it was just, I was sold.
You were a believer.
Yeah. And that's what it was. You know, I don't claim to ever be a salesman, but you know, when a product just makes sense, it's like, I don't feel like I'm selling it.
Right.
You know, it's, I'm just glad to be kind of the sponsor behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you said something interesting about your midnight line the other day. We were talking about melatonin. Can you elaborate on that for the audience?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of products that have melatonin in it right now, and I'm not here to hate on anybody. You know, I've tried almost all of them, but you know, melatonin is just naturally produced in your body. So when you're adding melatonin in, it really could mess up your sleep schedule. You know, and the times when I'm using melatonin is after, you know, I take a red eye and I'm trying to just, you know, get back onto a time zone or whatever it may be, or, you know, there's also people who don't produce melatonin naturally, like, you know, and you need melatonin. But if I ever need it, I drive down to GNC and I get melatonin because I don't want an extra dose of it. It's a overused medicine in my personal opinion. And the Coriodalis is, you know, provides a lot of the same benefits as, you know, melatonin without a lot of the negative side effects.
Right.
You don't feel that grogginess. You don't feel off. You're not having like crazy nightmares. It just puts you to sleep. You
know?
And what it does is it drops you into a level of sleep that a lot of, you know, people have never hit, you know, since they were 16, 17 years old. You know, we'll have people who will call crying and say, you know, this is the first time I have been able to fall asleep. This is the first time I've been able to fall asleep in years. So it's pretty cool.
That's incredible.
You can't lose sight of the fact that we're at the Summit Lounge because that means that somebody's at the door. And
We've
got a lot of men. Somebody's got a lot of men.
Yeah. Aaron, you got the door?
Alicia's out there. Oh my God. You just had me like in a panic. I'm like, I'm not getting up that quickly.
So Coriodalis. Is that right? Coriodalis. I've never heard of it. How did you guys stumble on something like that?
You know, it's Peter and the team over there. It's they got Peter, Gita, and Jim, and a bunch of other people who just all put it together. And like, basically, you know, 1906 just brought together a group of just intelligent and smart individuals, and together they have kind of made this amazing product. Like, our product's constantly changing. If we found a cannabinoid that just all of a sudden just cured cancer, it's not like we will put that in our product. We just want to make sure that it is, you know, consistent, and we want to make sure that we're not kind of providing any BS. You know, 1906 should be there, and we're here to help.
Consistency is
transparency.
Key.
That's
why you go on our website, you type in 1906 in Google. It's the first thing that comes up.
I love your website.
And it's just, it breaks down all the plants that are in there, and way better than I could ever do it. That's for sure. So
let me ask you this, because obviously some people are a little hesitant to going towards pills, capsules, you know, that kind of form.
That seems more like it's medical based, I think.
I think that people look at it more like you're popping an Advil or something. And I don't know why, because I mean, I personally am a huge fan of capsules and pill forms. I find it's easy to microdose throughout the day. But what advice would you give like a first time user of the 1906 line? Like, I always say slow and steady wins the race, you know, but how would you explain it to your consumers of how to start off and how to kind of find your perfect balance?
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, like with the stigma behind the pills, like, I mean, that's a totally real stigma. Like, I mean, with what Big Pharma has kind of like done to society, like, and like, you know, they embedded this idea that pills are bad. Pills aren't bad. It's, you know, what's in these pills that are bad. Like, the way of consuming, it makes the most sense. It's the easiest way. And that's why these, you know, huge conglomerate companies, that's why they're using that as their form of consumption. Like, you know, for the masses, it's easy to make, and it, you know, it's gluten free, it's vegan free, it's sugar, you know, like it's pretty much everything you'd be looking for in an edible, you know, and it provides the best effects out of, you know, almost any edible that you can get. It really is just something special. But, you know, like on the lines of like what I would say to someone who's about to try it, you know, start low, go slow. But I don't think really any edible on the 1906 line is ever, you know, going to get you past that level of like uncomfortable high. Mm. It yeah. really is just, you know, we are, you know, the CBD in every single one of them, THC, mm-hmm. CBD, it's a 1-to-1 for all of them except for our chill, which is a 5-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, like starting with like a chill or a love or mm-hmm. or a bliss, like they're all just really, really great options. Mm-hmm. And I've heard very minimal, if any, negative, you know, initial like, you know, feedback with yeah. 1906.
Yeah, well, it's good. You know, I mean, that's a product you want to give to someone, is the one that they're not complaining about, you know,
yeah.
And myself working behind a counter, you know, selling them at my previous company, you know, they flew off the wall, especially those pouches when people would try them and,
yeah.
you know, you would find that they would come back. So it's, I see it's ramping up, you know, and it's amazing. So you should pat yourself on the back. I was actually down the road and I was like, yeah, I'm coming over to Summit. We have we're running a podcast. I'm like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, 1906. And they're like, oh, Matt Catalano's going to be there. I'm like, how? Yep. I'm like, Matt Catalano's going to be there. But it's funny, you know, you guys have just honestly like took over the market, you know, and that's, it's awesome.
I mean, as we're looking through the site right now, I can see how it's proudly displayed that you guys are the number one edible and Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're proud of that.
It's yep. amazing. So looking on your main website, I can see six different, what would you call them?
Experiences.
Okay. Can we talk about those?
Yeah,
see what each one of them offers?
That sounds great.
So first one I see on here is Bliss.
Bliss.
So, actually, no, you know what? Why don't we talk about the one we just had, which is Genius. So one has some nice caffeine, you said.
Exactly.
Some botanicals of some sort.
Yeah, so like we got like Bacopa, and like, you know, for example, I can just like break down exactly what it says word for word. It used for thousands of years, you know, to support cognitive function, improve memory. It reduces effects on stress on the brain while increasing concentration, mental speed, and visual perception.
So I want to know, as a consumer, what's the benefit? What's it good for? What am I getting out of this?
I mean, like I was actually saying prior to this podcast, it's actually really big in our gamer community. So a lot of the people who are looking to just focus and dial in, you know, it's huge. And each demographic sells 1906 a little different.
Right.
You find a lot of the people actually in the Boston area will fly, you know, Genius flies there because instead of Adderall now or like that, you know, the second cup of coffee that they're taking, they pop a Genius, and that's how they're getting their work done. So it's really, you know, and at first,
so it's like a substitute for, that, or not even a substitute rather, but it's people are finding other benefits to it. You know, that, I guess I don't take any, you know, any other, pills. I don't take any other medicine other than what from my heart. you know, but so I guess, like the Genius, for example,
yeah.
actually, which now I can feel the caffeine, like I don't, you know, in the morning I drink a lot of coffee, right?
Yep.
So would this like supplement something like a cup of coffee?
You know, and that's like where the Go kind of comes in. Like the Go is fantastic for just like that upbeat, ready to go. Like that is your cup of coffee. It has the exact same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people have completely switched off of like, you know, their tea or their coffee to just taking a Go or mm-hmm. two, you know, I mean, and that is, you know, there's a few certain SKUs that you don't want to be taking a lot of 1906 of, like the midnight. If you need more than two midnights, it's just not for you, you know,
right.
it's just literally just not for you. And mm-hmm. like, I've only met a few people who've needed more than one, but mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's just like, it's not going to work for everybody. We just found out that, you know, it works for, you know, like 99% of the population.
You're kidding, huh?
Right.
Yeah. And like the Go, you know, we've had situations where people took a, you know, few too many and reached out, you know, and it's like, well, it's a cup of coffee each, mm-hmm. you know, and
right.
you got to be aware of that. So
right.
We like exactly like you said, start low, you know, go slow. And I think that's a really good way to get into 1906.
So the name on some of these, I just had it here. Love.
Yes.
Let's talk about love.
Love is awesome. And I feel like love kind of gets a bad rep because right on there it says love for arousal.
Right.
Right.
Love is something, you know, I take a love, you know, a lot. I'll take one in the morning, you know, just on a rainy day or whatever it is, because all of a sudden, you know, you're down and out and it's just, you know, but then you take a love and you're like, wow, all right. You know, it's like a kind of love rain, you know, it's like, I love the fact that I have 65 emails I have to, you know, type right now, you know, by noon. It just makes you kind of appreciate, you know, in the moment, you don't really have that like voice in the back of your head kind of just chattering constantly. You're able to really.
So what can you like? So I guess that's what I was going to say. What can you come to expect when you take something like love?
I mean, like love, it really just kind of like dials you in. Like you
I like to say it's a warm hug.
Yes.
It's like a blanket. Perfect. Like it's like a warm hug where like it just like kind of like brings you up where like, I don't know, like you said, like on a rainy day kind of thing, or you know, you have a long night, you know, of work ahead and just kind of it brings you back up a little bit without giving you too much of that head high.
Yeah.
You know, where that go and that that genius can kind of lead you to.
Yeah.
That's how I would mix like the love and the go sometimes. And it was like awesome. And I would just like get on the road, go do everything I had to do and just get it over.
I like how your site, as I'm looking through it here, for your product, specifically love, mentions the actual, what do you call them? The plant powers?
Yes.
Plant powered material. So Damiana, which I'm going to figure out how to spell it, how to pronounce these. Ashwagandha.
How do you spell it?
Damiana. Damiana.
Oh, do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. You didn't ask that. you know, really quick description on this one. It says, use since Aztec times often helps women increase their ability to... Wow.
Yep.
No kidding. Interesting.
Extra special date night.
So, well, but hold on. Let's just say something right now. And I've had this conversation with customers multiple times where they've come in for something to spice up the bedroom. So it's not something bad, you know, to put it out there.
No, it's not. And again, going back to like my generation, people might need a little help, you know, getting in the moment. So
it's the first product in the world as an aphrodisiac to work for a man and a woman, like, you know, and
that's great.
That's what we provide. We were in Cosmo, love, right? We were in Vogue. Like it was a huge hit, you know, and it's, you know, and like love's one that we actually had a couple of situations where Genius and Love used to be 5 milligrams. They are no longer 5 milligrams. We cut them down to 2.5 and offer more servings than a 10. And the reason we do that is because we've had situations where someone would be, you know, one partner would be ready to go, and you know, but
and then the other partner
would be asleep, you know, because it was just a bit too much.
Yep.
So
yep.
Now we offer, you know, the option 2.5, and with the Genius, it's more of like I was way too high at work, like,
right?
You know, it got me way too stoned, so. You know, there's 30 servings in each of the tins, and like you can give it a shot for, you know, that.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's awesome.
You know, I was going to, at some point, we were going to dive into the dosing, but before we do, so we kind of touched upon the midnight, the go, the genius, which we've tried, the love.
I think we talked about bliss too earlier.
Chill.
Yep.
Chill.
Let's talk about chill.
Chill's fantastic. Chill's the only, you know, one of 1906 SKUs that's 5-to-1 as opposed to a 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the stories I hear from Chill are just absolutely incredible. What it really
so with, when you say 5-to-1, you mean 5-to-1 ratio of what?
5-to-1 CBD to THC.
Okay, so for every milligram of THC, you're gonna have 5 milligrams of CBD.
Yep.
So my math skills are still intact.
25 milligrams of CBD and then 5 milligrams of THC in each one of the chills. And what it really does is it provides that relaxation, like. You know, for where I'm from, like, Chill sells extremely well, you know, and it's like Southeast Mass. It's a lot of blue-collar, hardworking, you know, individuals, and they're everywhere. But I just noticed it specifically in the trends that Chill flies down there, and a lot of people come up to me, and they're like, hey, you know, I've stopped drinking after work, after my construction job.
That's amazing.
Because now I'm just taking Chill, you know.
Yeah, and it's healthier. Like,
it's just an alternative, and that's really what we're trying to provide.
Yeah. So the two main plant powers in this one are magnolia and L-theanine. I hope I pronounced that right.
Theanine. Yeah, I think,
theanine, I don't know. Magnolia, it says, is a powerful traditional Chinese anti-anxiety herb. Magnolia acts upon the GABA receptor and activates certain cannabinoid receptors, making it especially effective in combination with THC and CBD, which this has. This combo reduces tension and anxiety and improves adaptation to stress via the endocrine system.
Hmm.
Fantastic.
That's great.
I I don't know what most of that means, but it sounds really awesome. It sounds like it's really effective.
It sounds healthy.
It's really good to learn, you know, the method behind the madness and how you derived some of these,
right.
Because it's important for people to connect, because people have heard of Magnolia. I haven't, but I know people have, and I know people have been using it for many, many centuries, and in this case, actually probably millennia. And so there's benefit to it. And when you start combining it with cannabis and other cannabinoids, such as CBD, it's really amazing to see some of the benefits that are coming out of some of these new, compounds that are being generated, much like the company that you guys are, you know, that we're here discussing, which is just, it's amazing. It's just every time, you know, you hear about a new compound, a new way to use it. In this case, you guys have been doing this for how long?
Yeah, right about 6 years now. But the capsules just came out, you know, relatively recently. Mm-hmm. We were a chocolate company for a while. We got into Colorado and then breached into a couple other states. But mm-hmm. the capsules are really what kind of exploded 1906 into what it is today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
What's the biggest misconception about, you know, your products? You know, what do you think people get like the most confused about?
You know, I think like, initially everyone just loves to just chew them, you know. I mean, like, I did it too. I almost call it like initiation into the brand.
Why should you chew? I noticed that it's on the pack, and then later on, right after that, I want to talk about the packaging, which it looks like these little small tins. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a, what would you describe this as?
It's recyclable metal. It's actually one of like the first cannabis companies to have child resistant.
Stands about four fingers high. Yep. For you know anybody who drinks scotch or anything.
Right. We'll post a picture.
Yeah.
See it. So, I mean, we've had issues with that as well too, like opening, but you know, with being one of the first companies, you know, we're trying, you know, we're trying to save the world, you know, slowly but surely in this, like, you know, industry where packaging is a must, you know, and like protective packaging, we're trying to minimize the waste, you know, at all costs. So, yeah.
I took you away from the whole concept about the chewing thing, right?
So, oh yeah, chewing. Yeah.
Why should we not chew these things?
There's just a lot of medicine in there, you know, plant-based medicine. It's like, it's all squeezed in. It's like, I mean, have you ever accidentally chewed, an antibiotic or
a cod liver oil pill?
Just any type of pill that's like meant to just like cod be packed oil. In, you
right.
know.
Except they used to drink it like without the, not pill form, just a straight up. Oh. You burping cod liver oil for hours. Right. Anyway, sorry about that.
That's like the guy who tries to prove he's tough by eating raw eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I got a buddy.
Hey, Rocky did it, you know?
We all have that buddy.
If Rocky did it, I think anybody could do it.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't chew them because you're going to get a good smack in the face of vitamins. And
yeah,
it's hard. So it's hard to chew into it.
I don't know though. I think it's easy to take one of these
down.
In, you know, because, you know, the Flintstones, right? The little, mm-hmm. You know, as a kid, you take them as medicine and vitamins.
Yeah.
And they're chewable. So I can see how somebody would take these and immediately just chew on it and boom, you're just hit in the face with a flavor that's probably pungent. Probably, I mean, really, I can't even imagine. So I guess the bottom line is don't chew them.
It's not the end of the world if you do, but like, I mean, I would highly advise against it. It would just be silly.
It would take away the enjoyment from what's about to come.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, it's like you only mess it up once, really, you know, for the most part. Like once you chew a 1906, you don't do it again.
How easy is it for the average consumer to buy one of these containers and figure out how much they should be taking? Especially if it's a first-time consumer.
You know, I would always just start with one. Like, even, you know, the people who come up to me and they're like, you know.
Regardless of which one of the six flavors or experiences you're referring to, you're saying one is always the number.
I'd say one. And, you know, like, if you are a really, really light user, like, then maybe even chop it in half. Like, it's such a quick release. Like, you start feeling it that you'll know pretty quickly, you know, mm-hmm. whether this was enough or, like, you could have more, you know?
And I think people probably forget that because, like, you know, with edibles, you know, you cut it in half, you still got to wait that 2 hours, you know? And I think that people probably don't understand, like, you cut this in half, you're going to know in 10, 15 minutes, you know, if you need another one. So I think that that's also probably another misconception that people aren't realizing that, you know, it has, because I've had the capsule forms, you know, the actual physical capsules, but you can't break those in half. I've never even thought to break those in half, to be completely honest. So
I would always just, you know, I always recommend, like, you know, starting as low as you think you need to start. But I really don't think, you know, any 1906 drop should be too overwhelming.
Right.
But you got to pick what you want. Like, I mean, like if you are a heavy coffee drinker and you take a go, that might not be enough for you. So you might need two or whatever it is. But it's just like, start with the one. And even the people who can, you know, dab all day and like, you know, smoke and then like take a 300 milligram edible. It's like, I respect it. But like, just take one 1906 and like see how you feel, because it really like it's just a different
effect. Okay. Yeah. I appreciate that. I think that's great that you guys are actually, you know, taking the time to figure out what works. I think it's really, I mean, like you said, you started with chocolates and here you are making plant-based pills basically. So I think it's exciting to hear that. You know, for first time users and for users of, you know, that are interested in trying something like this, you said one pill is usually good for the very beginner. What happens next? So within 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you'll definitely know, you'll feel something. And if you don't, then, you know, maybe it's okay to consider another one. Is that what you're saying? Or?
Yeah. I mean, like it's nice to mix them, you know, it's like, just like mixing strains. Like, you know, it's my favorite mixture that I go with is either a Bliss or a Love or a Chill and a Love.
Love the Bliss.
It's just a great combo. And I found out, like, you know, when I always ask,
so what,
like,
makes it a good combo?
It's just like, that's what I'm looking for. When, like, you know, we really prompt the bud tenders to say, you know, to anybody, you know, even if you're not asking about 1906, how do you want to feel? Like, because, you know, that's what you're coming in there. And a lot of the times that answers the question. Someone's like, oh, well, I want to smoke, you know, and I want to feel this up, you know, or whatever it is. And they're oh, well, I've heard recommendations that this provides that. And with 1906, it's like such a great opener. How do you want to feel? And like, it's amazing how many times people are just like, oh, I want to just chill out. It's like, oh my gosh,
we got the exact
thing for you. And like the sleep, it's like, oh, okay, well, here, try midnight, you know, like, you know, one of the number one sleep aids, you know, in the country for cannabis. It's just, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what's on the horizon?
Lots of good stuff. I mean, we're just, we're getting into a ton of new markets. And yeah, we got, I mean, the chocolates are going to be coming to Massachusetts.
Really?
Chocolates are coming.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a ride on like kind of just figuring out, like, we were trying to just establish ourselves here in this market first before we jumped in anything.
You're established.
We're here.
Number one edible in Massachusetts. I'd say you've started to get a little bit of traction.
Get a little bit of clout. But so we're going to dial it in, and then we'll be releasing the chocolates. And I mean, I've tried them out in Colorado. If you're ever out in Colorado, definitely stop in at a 1906 shop, you know, and give it a shot. Those peanut butter, the peanut butter cups are just,
you had me at peanut butter.
We just ordered a pallet of Reese's Puffs. So I'll let you guys mind wander where we're going with that.
Yeah.
But
I think I have an idea.
Maybe
when we turn the...
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how hush hush it is, but we got a bunch of cool stuff coming. And then in the future too, we're gonna be adding on more to the line eventually, you know, hopefully. And I mean, I don't think there's any need to stop where we're at right now. The train's running and gonna keep it going.
That's such fantastic. An exciting time. That's awesome.
Yeah. So here at Discern, you know, much of what we've been focused so heavily on is trying to learn about our, you know, the products and what's behind them and how they, you know, what are the benefits to our customers and, you know, bring them to market, you know, and being able to tell that story, having our staff tell that story. We've gotten a chance to try some of them. I'm excited to try some more. We are going to put some more to the test and be able to report back, especially internally, but even with our own staff. So part of what we're trying to accomplish is getting that feedback that I think is important. So as we continue to grow, we're excited to feature products like 1906, which, this isn't their first time around. They've been around for a couple of years now. You said 6 years.
Yep.
So there's some proof behind the pudding. Mm-hmm. In this case, most recently, some accolades that have, you know, you've garnered, I think, which represents your determination to quality and consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, consistency is key to what we're trying to do here at Discerned. And finding products that meet those needs of our customers is equally as important. So we're excited to feature brands like 1906, and we're excited to have you here today and be able to, you know, talk a lot more about it.
Good stuff.
Thank you guys for having me. I mean, and on the lines of, you know, what 1906 is going to be able to provide too. I mean, we have an info, you know, email that is right on our website, readily available. It, you know, it goes directly to our boss. And, you know, then we have another senior brand ambassador out in Colorado. And without fail, you know, we always solve the problems. Like, so if you have any questions or you have any, you know, and just even want to talk about 1906, reach out and we'll be able to hook you guys up with some answers.
I think as we get closer to, you know, with products being, you know, available to our customers, certainly questions and maybe more educational opportunities for our staff and for our customers are something that we're going to be really heavily focused on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we grow, I think it's important to have more of these sessions and have you more, you know, involved in the conversations as we educate our staff on the products that we're selling. So that's a pinnacle of what we're trying to do here at Discern. So certainly we're excited to continue the conversations and learn more about what companies are doing different in the market.
Love that. Sounds great.
So with that being said, I think we're going to take this episode to a close. Again, we're here at the Summit Lounge. We're joined here by our guests from 1906, Matt, and let him, close out a little bit. And I guess we want to thank you for being on here with us.
Yeah.
And we're excited to continue the conversation.
Good stuff, Matt.
Yeah, thank you all
for
having me.
We're excited for 1906.
This is a blast. Yeah, I'll come back anytime.
Yep, it's great.
My name is Alan Villatoro. I'm joined here by a couple of my colleagues. I'll let them introduce or close out themselves.
And I'm Aaron Luna.
And I'm Brianna Grignon.
And we're here at the Summit Lounge. Thank you very much for listening in, and we look forward to hearing you or seeing you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Discerning Eye podcast with Alan Villatoro, Aaron Luna, and Brianna Grignon of Discerned Cannabis Purveyors. Stay tuned for more podcasts and keep up to date with Discerned Cannabis Purveyors by visiting their website at discernedcannabis.com. That's DISCERND cannabis.com.